Next month, after 15 years in orbit, the Russian space station Mir is scheduled to come down. Commentator and sky watcher Kelly Beatty says the end of Mir marks the end of an era.
If you would like to be an eyewitness to a little space history, here's how. For the next few evenings, weather permitting, chances are you'll be able to step outside and see Mir, the Russian space station, passing overhead. You see, Mir's orbit takes it over most of the world's inhabited areas. And when the timing's right, after sunset, it can sail dramatically up over the horizon and into view. Mir is big and bulky, 140 tons of interconnected modules, each one the size of a school bus. And even though Mir is 200 miles up, you'll know it when you see it, a brilliant starry beacon that glides majestically across the sky. I've had my eye on Mir since 1986, when Soviet rocketeers sent the first section into orbit. Since then, it's circled the Earth more than 85,000 times and hosted scores of space travelers from 12 different nations. Mir means both peace and world in Russian, but these days it also means too expensive. So the decision's been made to bring Mir down. Late next month, somewhere over the Pacific, the giant complex will nosedive into the atmosphere, break apart, and cease to exist. Not everyone back in Red Square is thrilled with this plan. Ever had an old car that you just couldn't bear to part with? That pretty much sums up how many Russians feel about Mir. It's really all that's left of the glory days of Soviet space exploration, a time not so long ago when cosmonauts were national heroes who rode their mighty rockets into the history books. On a trip to Moscow back in the 80s, I trekked to the cavernous Cosmos Pavilion, a kind of air and space museum without heat. There, in the huge rotunda, under Yuri Gagarin's larger-than-life portrait, stood a replica of Mir's impressive main cabin. And every day, snow or shine, crowds of Muscovites would stop by to admire this technological showpiece. Now Russia is struggling, and the once-gleaming Cosmos Pavilion has become a sales room for imported cars and stereos. Mir itself isn't faring any better. The station has been without power and adrift in orbit more than once. There's been a nasty fire on board and a bruising collision with one of its supply ships. Frankly, Mir's 15-year, 2-billion-mile warranty has run out, and trade-in time is near. Funny, isn't it? Back in 1957, the sudden appearance of Sputnik 1 in the sky heralded the Soviet Union's military might. Think of Sputnik and Mir as bookends, the alpha and omega of Soviet space prowess. For the next couple of weeks, Mir will drift across our evening skies for the last time. So catch it if you can, because they just don't build them like that anymore.
The comments of Kelly Beatty, the executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine in Cambridge, Massachusetts.